Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome back to another episode of the Madhouse Podcast. As always, I am your host, Mad Max. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about the new Netflix film, Damsel. This movie, it dropped on Netflix, I think last weekend, and it stars Millie Bobby Brown, Ray Winstone, Robin White, Nick Robinson, and Angela Bassett. And this movie is basically about a young girl who marries into a wealthy family, only to find out that family is using her as bait as a sacrifice for this dragon that has tormented them for generations. The trailers for this film really were like off-putting. Like, this was supposed to, they built it up like as this fairy tale. This girl who grows up in a rural part of the world, poverty, you know, she's the one that's going to take care of the family no matter what. That's Millie Bobby Brown's character. And she marries a prince. And then it's on the wedding day that they realize that this is not what they bargained for. And then she's dropped down a pit. Where this dragon is waiting for her, and she must escape the dragon. Now, her escaping the dragon is the entire movie. Like, there's nothing really else to this movie, really, at all. There's a little bit of character development for Millie Bobby Brown's character, and it's like, dude, this movie here, it's not, I don't want to say it wasn't good, but it just seems so bland. Like, they built it up as this, almost like an action movie. Like, this girl was going to be the one to kind of save her family because her family's in trouble. But in reality, this girl gets betrayed. And, you know, later on, she finds out her family is in trouble. But that's, like, besides the fact, you know what I mean? Like, nobody really cares about the family until the family is in jeopardy and things like that. So it's like, all right, who am I supposed to care about here? Like, who is supposed to be the victim? Who is supposed to be the hero in this? Like, we get the idea that Millie's character is the heroine and everything like that, and she's going to do everything she can to kind of get out of this situation that she's in. And don't get me wrong, like, she's very resourceful, and she's very, very, she's cunning. She does a lot of good things on her own and things like that, and it's like, you can get behind her in a way that is both, like, you feel for her when she's betrayed, but then you're behind her when she starts to kind of do a lot of things on her own and things like that. Like, she's the only one that gets any type of character development in this entire story. Robin White plays the queen of this palace, of this kingdom and everything like that, and she's kind of forcing her son to do all these things, and it becomes a pattern, and you know, she comes across as the evil witch and everything like that. But the problem is, she gets no type of development whatsoever. You know her just doing these bad things, and it just kind of gets worse from there. And you see her doing these dastardly things and everything like that, but you never see why. They vaguely explain it in a few scenes and things like that. Nick Robinson's character is just like the guinea pig. He's got to suffer through all this because he's part of the family. And things like that, and the same thing with him too. He doesn't really get any type of development at all. And you know, Ray Winstone plays Millie's father, and it's almost as if, like, his character, he's the stereotypical, I'm going to protect my daughter at no matter what. But at the same time, he knows that by doing something like this, it's the only way to save his family from poverty or from extinction. And Angela Bassett is not her mom. She's her stepmom. And I felt like they had to do that because, you know, they just had to kind of like throw that in there and things like that. So, like, she gives an okay performance. But the problem is, you don't really see a whole lot of her at all. And, you know, the only real like character development we get in this entire movie is Millie Bobby Brown, and the fucking dragon, because all of a sudden the dragon starts talking, and it's like, what the hell? Like, what is going on here? Like, we, you get the idea that this dragon has like a remorseful thing for the humans and everything like that. But then all of a sudden the dragon starts kind of like, becoming a character, and I was like, what is this, Lord of the Rings or some shit? And it's weird. You don't expect that from a movie like this, and where the movie was going and how it was presented, you didn't really care about that. But then the dragon all of a sudden gets a little bit of direction and some character arc, and it's like, whoa, what is this? And it is what it is and things like that. And it was kind of cool to see that. And but once you kind of got the logistics of what the dragon's purpose was, like they treated the dragon like a full-fledged character. And once you got the dragon's sense of mobility, and you got the sense of urgency that the dragon has, and obviously you get the characterization of the dragon, the movie becomes very, very predictable in a sense that, okay, this is what's going to happen, this is how it's going to play out, and things like that. You never really got, like I said, the trailer presents it as a fairy tale told in a different way. It's told through the eyes of somebody who's being betrayed and everything like that. But in reality, it's just, like, it feels like an episode of like Game of Thrones or some shit like that. And I'm like, this is just like a knockoff of that. It's got the fairy tale setting, but it doesn't register in a way, because there's no real story to it. There's no real merit to it, and things like that. Like, you get solid performances from these great actors and everything like that, but they don't really go nowhere. Like, to be honest, Millie Brown's character is the her performance alone is what makes this movie entertaining. Everything else is just kind of generic and bland. The storytelling is not all that great, and all this other stuff and things like that. So it's like, dude, we gotta think of something here fast, because if we don't, then we're not gonna be able to do a whole lot of anything. Nobody's really gonna care about this film, and I don't think anybody really did, because I feel like the only time that these people actually gave a shit about this movie is when the stuff is happening to Millie Bobby Brown's character, and that happens a lot throughout the movie. And I honestly believe that the only reason they were doing a movie like this is to capitalize on the popularity of Millie Bobby Brown. Man, say that three times fast. But because obviously we're getting close to the newest episode, to the newest season of Stranger Things and things like that. And it kind of just goes from there, and it really doesn't add up to nothing. Like, they wanted, like, it's like Netflix wanted something Millie Brown to do that wasn't fucking Stranger Things, because they still want people to be hyped up for Stranger Things. But at the same time, it's like, all right, how can we get this, how can we get hype about it, even though it's still like months and months away? And how do we get people rally behind it? Well, we'll take Millie Bobby Brown, the main character of Stranger Things, and we'll just go from there. We'll give her own movie. And it's like, I don't know if that'll, I was like, that could work, but the movie's got to be good though. You know what I mean? Like, the movie has to be great. It has to be something different. And then for them to go kind of like this fairy tale dragon route was just a little bit, it was interesting, because when the trailer dropped, it's like, okay, not your ordinary fairy tale. I'm like, okay, it's going to be a retelling of a fairy tale. And it wasn't really a retelling. It was just more so of more like a revenge tale with this fucking dragon, because then the dragon starts talking, and the dragon gets all this screen time, and the dragon gets a lot of the dialogue and the exposition and everything like that. And I'm like, wow, okay. The dragon story seemed interesting, but it's like, okay, so if the dragon is the main antagonist of the film, why do we have Robin Wright's character? She barely does anything. She says her lines in a dastardly way, and her look and her aura, like the way they dress her and everything like that, it screams fairy tale villain. But it's like, okay, why have the dragon talk? Why have this dragon, doing all this stuff and, being revered and feared throughout the entire movie if we're gonna have a human villain? Like, make up your mind, is the human the villain or is the dragon the villain? So that kind of just threw me off, and it kind of made the movie a little bit underwhelming. some of the special effects and the visuals are cool about this movie. Like, everything about the dragon is really cool. When the dragon fucking murders somebody, they go on and they murder. It murders people, melts their faces off, or it eats someone. That it was very dark, and I was like, wow, okay, they went that route. But then, when it goes to another perspective, or like when it gets to any, when it, I put it to you like this, when the movie gets away from Millie Brown and the dragon, it's when the movie's like, eh, I can't watch this. But then when it's just Millie Brown and the dragon and the backstory and the fight sequences and all that and the action sequences and stuff like that, and I'm invested. But that's like far and in between. Nobody's gonna care about all that stuff in the end because that's not why we're here. You're trying to tell a great story, but you're only giving us, bits and pieces of that story. And you're giving us the bits and pieces that we are getting are not big enough to sustain our entertainment or our enjoyment for the whole movie. So even though some of the aspects of the movie are great, there are others that are just pointless or meaningless, and it kind of makes the film suffer. Some of the parts of the movie, they drag for a little while other parts are just kind of far and in between. Like, there are some moments of great vulnerability and great determination from Millie Brown's character, but they're just far and in between and things like that. They give us a lot of unnecessary stuff that doesn't make sense and things like that. This movie's just so discombobulated that by the time the movie ends, you're like, Jesus, finally. So, this movie could have been a whole lot better had they kind of had a direction. But I think it's because of that lack of direction that this movie kind of falters. If you're a fan of Millie Brown and see her as a great actress and everything like that, you'll enjoy this film. And you can have the entertainment and enjoyment that you had with, it's not as good as maybe, Game of Thrones or even Stranger Things, but this movie is okay given the right circumstance. But me personally, I just thought it was kind of, it was boring in some aspect. It was boring in a lot of aspects, and the parts that were not boring were actually pretty cool. But there's not a lot of cool moments in the movie, to say the least. So, there's that. But anyways, guys, that's gonna go ahead and do it for today's episode. If you like the episode, be sure to follow the podcast on all podcast outlets, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Play, Odyssey, Reddit, wherever you're getting your podcast from. Be sure to follow the podcast on all social media outlets, Instagram and X, the Madhouse 21. Have you seen the movie Damsel? What did you think about it? What is your favorite type of fairy tale movie? So, whatever the case may be, let me know. Instagram and X, the Madhouse 21. Be on the lookout for more episodes as they come out. Yesterday's episode, we started our 40 years of WrestleMania. That was yesterday's episode. So next week we'll do part two, and as we get ready for WrestleMania in on April 6th, April 7th. So definitely check that out. I think tomorrow's episode is probably going to be the final episode for the Kung Fu Panda series, Kung Fu Panda 4. I know it's been a while, but I'm finally going to get that episode out. As far as, and then as we got a bunch of stuff that is dropped on streaming services that I'm definitely going to check out. So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for anything and everything that comes out of this podcast. And of course, as always, be sure to embrace your inner madness.